I started training for the priesthood in 1980, I discovered for the first time the O antiphons. These are the traditional responses to the Magnificat, used in the 8 days before Christmas in evening prayer. They're very old and by the 8th century had already become fixed in the Roman liturgy. Well, of course I did know them because of the Advent hymn, O Come, Emmanuel. They form the verses of it. But perhaps what I didn't know until then was that each of them has a title of Christ and then a prophecy from Isaiah about the coming of the Messiah. The O antiphon for this evening is O morning star, splendour of light eternal and sun of righteousness. Come and enlighten those who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death. So perhaps we can just pause for a moment on that phrase, which prays for enlightenment for those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. A few times in recent weeks, several people in the parish I go to on Sundays have asked me to make sure that we include in our prayers over the Christmas period those who've died during the year, and themselves because they're still conscious of the sadness of bereavement. There's something quite bittersweet in that living in the shadow of death. The joy of having shared life and love, and then the loneliness of being parted. Even when the faith is strong, it is still not easy to face death. A friend of mine, who's a priest, was telling me the other day of the baptism of a child he had celebrated, where one of the parents was obviously dying, and how for the first time the prayers at baptism about entering into the life and death of Christ meant all the more to him than they ever had done in the past. So a thought from St. Paul. The life and death of each of us has its influence on others. If we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die for the Lord. So that, alive or dead, we belong to the Lord. It's good, therefore, and maybe even really quite consoling, to be reflecting on the shadow of death in which we live as we celebrate the coming of the Word made flesh. Because after all, the shadow of death is cast by the light of the morning star.